And I'll open the ordinary council meeting for Wednesday the 16th of September 2020. This meeting is being webcast and those in attendance should refrain from making any defamatory statements. Item one, apologies and requests for leave of absence. We have one, Councillor Darryl Morris, mover and a seconder. Councillor Jones, second, Councillor Reynoldson. All those in favour, against, carried. Items number two, declarations of items of pecuniary other interest. Do we have any?
Councillor Reynolds, pecuniary interest in the, what number is it?
Item 710.
710.
Okay. Item three, items for resolution 3.1, the Mayor's report, the period of, what have we done there? No, confirmation of the minute, sorry. Councillor Glanville, seconded. Councillor Jones, sorry. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Item five, we don't have any mayoral minutes. Item six, we don't even notice a motion. Item 7.1 is the financial statement. Hang on, I've got to get out of there. Yep. Give me a sec here. Item 7.1, financial accounts. Recommendation that the council receive the financial statements, bank reconciliation certificate and petty cash book made up of the 31st of August 2020. Confirm the accounts paid as warrant number 08/20 totaling $1,752,481.46 and note the report of the investments attached as appendix 7.1/A. Mover, Councillor Bodie, second, Councillor Taylor. Any comment? Put the recommendation. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 7.2, organisational structural changes. Recommendation that the council amend its organisational structure to remove the position of administration officer, communications, have the administrator officer, customer service position report directly to the finance manager, create a new part-time 0.5 full-time equivalent administration officer, customer service position. Create a part-time 0.6 full-time equivalent communications officer position, reporting to the Director of Corporate Services. Have a mover and a seconder. Councillor Taylor, second, Councillor Glanville. Any comment? Be straightforward. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Thank you. 7.3. Undetected leaks policy. So the recommendation is that we revoke the undetected leaks policy adopted on the 19th of September 2018 and adopt the undetected leak policy set out as below.
Mr. Mayor, the only change in this policy is really to how those any concessions granted under the policy are reported to the council.
Okay. Thanks for that clarification. A mover and a seconder. Councillor Taylor, second, Councillor Reynoldson. Any further comment? Put the recommendation. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Thank you. 7.4 to 7.6. I'll move as a block if you're happy enough to do that. 7.4 is the School of Arts Management Committee. 7.5 is the Historic Aerodrome Museum Committee of Management. And 7.6 is the Retreat Hall Committee of Management to revoke the existing members and pursuant to the Section 355 of Local Government Act 1993, appoint the following people. Can I have a mover and a seconder for those three committees, please? Councillor Taylor, second, Councillor Jones. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. 7.7, Toke Foreshore Revitalisation Budget Review. Recommendation that Council note the report on the funding and expenditure relating to the Tokemoor Foreshore Revitalisation Project. Provide an additional $240,000 of funding to the Tokemoor Foreshore Revitalisation Project from the capital working capital, include the necessary budget adjustment in its next quarterly budget review. I have a mover and a seconder.
Could I ask a question? Yes. I'm misunderstanding here. The Toke Community Development Committee were putting $100,000 up. Are they putting $100,000 up or not putting $100,000 up?
not putting 100,000.
The whole arrangement was 300,000 from Tokemoor Community, of which the Foreshore Committee put in 200,000, Rotary put in 40,000, the TCD 20,000, because that's all we had in the finish. So we're really 40,000 short.
Yeah.
So which the 40,000 is that out of that 240?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Thank you.
No further questions. Mover and a seconder for the recommendation, Councillor Taylor, Councillor Bodie. Any further comment or questions? Put the recommendation. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Thank you. 7.8, Code of Conduct and Procedure of Administration. Recommendation, revoke its existing Code of Conduct and procedures for the administration of the Code of Conduct. Adopt the Code of Conduct attached in Appendix 7.8/A. Adopt the procedures for the administration of the Code of Conduct attached as 7.8/B. Mover and a seconder. Councillor Glanville, second Councillor Taylor. Any comment? Put the recommendation. All those in favour? Against? 7.9. Request for annual leave. Recommendation, the General Manager be granted annual leave from the 26th of October 2020 until the 6th of November, noting that will not be available for the strategic and policy meeting in November. Councillor Taylor, seconded Councillor...
He could zoom in.
Councillor Bodie.
I'm voting.
Any comment?
I'll talk to you about that. That may not be possible at all.
All those in favour? Against? Carried. Thank you. 7.10. Request for contribution, Southern Riverina Irrigators. Just noting that Councillor Reynoldson has now left the meeting. Request for contribution, Southern Riverina Irrigators, SRI floodplain flood study. So the recommendation that the Council agree to contribute $10,000 to the Southern Irrigators District Council for the study to provide an alternate source of information to help community scrutinise the state's implementation of its floodplain harvesting policies in the Northern Basin and the effect that these have on water allocations in the Southern Basin are subject to similar contributions being received from other relevant RAMJO members, such contributions being funded from the Council's Economic Development Reserve and the Council having access to the final study report. I have a mover and a seconder. Councillor Glanville, seconded. Councillor Bodie, any comment?
I'd like to move an amendment.
An amendment?
Please, to follow the recommendation with the exception of point one, similar contributions being received from other relevant RAMJO members, I think, could be removed.
Okay. Did you want to speak for that amendment?
Discussion with the people involved the other day, and they have commitments from numerous other councils, and I think that's not necessary for point one to be in the motion.
Okay, so just on that, as you've seconded the original motion, somebody else like to move that amendment? Bruce, okay. Have we got a seconder for the amendment? Councillor Taylor. Anyone want to speak against it? Okay. I'll put the amendment. All those in favour? Against? And now the amendment becomes a motion. So the motion is as was written, deleting point one. So now put the recommendation. All those in favour of the recommendation? Against? Carried. Thank you. Somebody like to get Councillor Reynoldson? Item 7.11, Path Cost Scheme 02/20/21 Door Avenue, Finlay Footpath Construction, Tokemoor Street to Donaldson Street, West Side. Recommendation that in accordance with the Council Policy, Contributory Footpath and Curb and Gutter Schemes Policy pursuant, to clauses 217, 218 and 219 of the Roads Act 1993, proceed with the construction of the footpath along Door Avenue, Finlay, Tokemoor Street to Donaldson Street, west side, and make a charge on the abutting property owners in accordance with the schedule for scheme 02-2021 as set out below. I have a mover and a seconder. Councillor Bardi, seconded Councillor Glanville. Any comments? All those in favour? Against? Carried. Thank you. Accounting for rural fire service assets. Recommendation that that the council confirm it will not bring the New South Wales Rural Fire Service plant assessment nominally vested to the council to account in its 2019-2020 annual financial statements, as it does not have effective control over these assets. Write to the New South Wales Auditor General, the Minister for Local Government and the Member for Murray to put forward its position that it is not, that it has no effective control over New South Wales RFS plant assets and therefore should not bring those assets to account. Moving a second, Councillor Taylor, second Councillor Reynoldson. Any comment? Put the recommendation. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Thank you. Request for contribution speak up. Recommendation, the council contribute $2,000 to speak up MDB Murray-Darling Basin Plan Modelling Project Proposal. Move and a seconder. Councillor Taylor, Councillor Reynoldson, any comment?
Okay. I think it'd be good. It's good for the local economy. They're trying to push more water back in the district and we're very reliant on water for it to be a successful shire, so I think it won't hurt.
And noting that they are a voluntary
non-for-profit
as well, organisation that... Okay.
And it does cost money to make up reports if we want to have a legitimate fight.
Yep. All those in favour of the recommendation then? Against? Carried, thank you. 7.14, development application number 13/20DA/D9. Two lot subdivision. The recommendation that the council resolve to refuse development application number 1321DA/D9, two lot subdivision as a proposal, is not in keeping with the established pattern of development at the Tokemoor Air Park. Can I have a mover and a seconder? Councillor Taylor, Councillor Reynoldson. Any comment? Yep. And we need a vision. All those in favour of the recommendation? Against? Carried unanimously. 8.1 to 8.6 inclusive, be received and noted. I have a mover and a second and then I'll go through them. Councillor Taylor, Councillor Jones. 8.1, rate peg for 21-22 is set at 2%. Less than the previous year. 8.2, financial assistance grant, which has again been paid in advance, as usual. 8.3, wind up the youth. Sorry.
IPART does the rate peg. Who does the FAG? Well, one's at 2%, one's at 1.1.
Surely they should be equal. It's a two-part process. The federal government makes a bulk allocation to the state, who then distribute that on the basis of a formula which they and the federal government agree to as to how the grant is distributed. The grant is designed to ensure that all councils have the ability to provide the minimum level of services for their
communities. So we have no input into the FAG formula at all?
If that formula is ever reviewed, yes, you will.
But it's not reviewed annually?
No.
Thank you.
8.3, the wind up of the Youth Development Committee. I'd just like to make a comment here that this committee had played a significant part in exposing our youth to a lot of different opportunities throughout the Shire and abroad over about a 10-year period. And whilst it's sad to see it wind up, these sort of committees do run their course, and it doesn't mean that that the youth of our community will miss out in the future. It just means that those things will be redirected. And I'd like to thank Councillor Glanville for chairing that committee for the last 3 or 4 years, 5 years maybe. Thank you. 8.4, request for review of the Tokemoor Aerodrome charges. 8.5, tree planting with road reserve, Druidry Street, Berrigan. Anybody got a recommendation there that they'd like to, after the representation this morning?
I think we should, we had the visitors turn up today, and I think we should go with their wishes that they want to plant the trees back on the nature reserve. Nature strip. Yeah. I can't see why. It's actually save us money, and that was what was in the original development application anyway.
Okay, so you're moving that we don't go ahead with planting in the road reserve.
That's right.
And for the northern block.
And that we do
replace the dead trees with new trees. Okay. Did we get a seconder for that? Councillor Bruce. Any further comment? Anyone want to speak against it? All those in favour? Against? Thank you. 8.6, development determinations for the month of August 2020. Noting that it's coming up to the warmer weather again. Sorry, yeah. All those in favour, items are noting. 8.1 to 8.6 inclusive. Against, carried, thank you. Somebody move that we go into closed council. Sorry, Daniel, we'll only be a few minutes maybe. 10 minutes or so. Sorry, Councillor Taylor, seconded Councillor Bodie. All those in favour, against, you can just pull the door. Thanks, pal. Item 10, committees of the local traffic committee, recommendation that the council adopt the following recommendations from the traffic committee held on the Tuesday, the 18th of August 2020. The council, I'll read out all these.
I wouldn't.
No. I won't read out all the items there, but they will be on the website for viewing if so wish. Somebody like to move those for me? Councillor Taylor, second Councillor Reynoldson. All those in favour?
Yeah.
Against? Carried. Okay, the Mayor's report. So the 20th of the 8th, myself and Councillor Glanville, which is Chairman of the Youth Development Committee, had a meeting in Berrigan to officially wind up the Youth Development Committee, and I've already made comments earlier to that. It was at Berrigan? Yeah, we had it in the Mayor's room. One of the participants zoomed in. I won't read out all these, but from the 20th of the 8th to the 15th of the 9th, I attended 7 cross-border Zoom meetings. they've been a useful tool for anything, for information, if at all anything. If we've had any queries that we've needed to raise on an individual basis, the General Manager or myself has been able to raise those. And just want to put for the record that James McTavish and his department have done gone well and above the beyond the call of duty over this pandemic in making sure that all the communities alongside the border have been well informed about what's going on, and as I said, I'd just like to commend those people on that.
Yeah, and I think that's a fair comment, Mr. Mayor. James in particular, but also Emma. I think since this started, since they reduced the border zone, they've been on the job 24/7, stop trying to get things fixed.
Yeah. And, that's probably why we're back to where we are now, as they've obviously been advocating up for all of us. So on the 2nd of the 9th, I attended a street meeting in Finlay with some residents. On the 7th of the 9th, I attended a Zoom meeting with the area fire commander about the upcoming fire season. And
yes.
No, we didn't. We did a lot of listening. On the 9th of the 9th, I attended a Grant Guru demonstration. And that's all for my my report for this month. So somebody like to move that? Councillor Jones, Councillor Glanville, all those in favour, against, carried, thank you. Around the table.
August 21, I was invited to go with Councillor Glanville to a meeting to discuss painting a silo in Tokemoor. And we were invited, I think, as councillors. It was only Ray Bailey, a Tokemoor resident, and Bob Bowman, a Tokemoor resident that was there, but they're starting a bit of a movement, or trying to start a movement, to paint a silo. I can't find where the devil it was, but also went to a FAM meeting on the phone. I think it was on the 8th of September. That's it.
Councillor Taylor?
Apart from our meetings and a site meeting about Door Avenue, nothing else.
What was the first one?
I think we had a meeting on the 26th and we had another strategy meeting, so just our normal council.
Councillor Reynoldson?
Just the AGM for the Murray River Darling Association.
Mm-hmm.
Zoom AGM.
Yep.
Don't
me
like
too.
The process at all. It's over 3 days. Like, you could sit there and watch it for 8 hours a day for 3 days if you wanted to. So yeah. I find that a bit. I don't think it's going to catch on. I hope it doesn't catch on.
Surely your responsibilities made you sit there for 8 hours.
My response: I should have rung you a bit earlier so you could sit there as my delegate.
Councillor Glanville.
The Youth Development Committee wind up on the 20th. And the meeting that Councillor Bodie was talking about the solo art, I've had subsequent conversations with Laurie and Joe Ruffin and passed the information back to them, but it's very difficult to give them any guidance at this stage because, one, they don't have a site, two, they don't have costings, three, they don't have community commitments to fund it. And I said, listen, you better tidy up a few things.
It doesn't draw many people into any town.
No. It's a passing bridge often.
And that's it. Mm.
Yeah. Councillor Jones?
I spent the last couple of days watching the screen. Put it across as he had the big screen, it was a bit easier. So, but anyway, I thought the virtual study tour of the Barmer Choke that Dennis Patterson did was pretty good. But then we had this fellow, Ian Davidson. He's a regeneration solutions man. And what his solution was for the erosion was to put a whole lot of logs along the... And he thought the Aborigines could do that. The local Aborigines? This is the sort of garbage you've come up with, really. Yeah. Anyway, there were some good speakers. Michael McCormick. Well, he said what everyone wants to hear.
Well, told us what we wanted to hear. Yeah, that was about
and
it.
What they might do. Then I've got a few here with the spelling starts with C and ends with P.
Sorry?
I've got a couple of comments on it here. The first letter is C and the last letter is P with two in between.
Yeah.
So anyway, most of it, we had down the second day, we had Bruce Pascoe. And if you read the comments from Andrew Bolt in The Sun the other day about Bruce Pascoe and Tim Flannery. Yeah. And we had, Terry Butler. Now, she's the Shadow Minister for Environment and Water. You know where she's from? Perth. So what the heck does she know about the water job here, you know? Anyway,
just as much as all the other politicians.
Some of it's quite right. Good. And then Bridget Leopold, she gave a very good address. So, but she didn't get right into the actual paper. She more or less talked about Ramjo and what Ramjo represents and the whole area and how important it is
state. Yeah, so that's about it. And today I missed the voting. I stuffed up.
Yeah, I didn't have the right login. That's going to make your argument hard, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Councillor Bruce?
I spoke about just meeting with the Sporties over the advisory committee. And the other one was a bag AGM last Tuesday night.
Returned as?
Yeah. Sad part that came out that we've decided to cancel carols this year because of the virus. We just can't see how we can social distance people.
And how do you plan it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. The only positive came out, we gave transferred $1,000 to the Cemetery Trust, Bruegger Cemetery Trust, to keep their little thing kicking on, and $1,000 to the football club to help with their project on the football ground.
Very good. Business arising from yourself?
Really haven't got any.
Okay. Councillor Taylor?
Sorry, I did have a question, but I should have asked it in Council.
You can ask it.
Yeah, I'll ask it later.
Councillor Glanville?
No.
Councillor Reynolds? Councillor Taylor? Councillor Bodie?
I had an approach from a person. Has some interest in running and managing the Tokemoor Tip. I don't know whether that's... answered, thank you.
Director of Technical Services, Development Manager.
Yeah, a couple of things.
You had another one, Councillor Bodie.
No, I didn't.
No. You did have another item.
Oh, what?
Your Murray-Darling Association AGM registration.
Oh, yes, okay. We voted in the last council meeting not to register any people for the Murray-Darling conference. I sent an email to the general manager, something came out and I sent something back, and I said, in support of Dennis Patterson and Shepparton Council and Region 2 and our irrigators, we should register to be to vote on the Region 2 motion, which I actually forget, Cole, what the Region 2 motion was, but...
It was two major ones, yeah.
Yeah, two major ones that affected our area and our irrigators.
Yeah. It was a 450 buyback, which is gone anyway.
Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah. And for that reason, we should register a couple of people so that we get our two votes. Well, Councillor Jones decided to register two people.
Well, I registered for 3 days for myself and 1 day for Roger, but then you could tune in the next day, couldn't you?
So we
only needed one registration
Yeah, we could, yeah. Anyway. Yeah. But I think Councillor Jones spent
About 300, and I haven't got it's in here somewhere. So $314, I think it was.
$314 for the registrations, and I think that we should, as a council, refund that registration because it was a matter of principle, really, and support for Dennis, Shepparton and our irrigators that we might not be effective, but that at least we'd registered and we were there.
Yeah.
So I would move that we allocate $314 to Councillor Jones as reimbursement for the Murray-Darling Association conference in retrospect.
Seconder? No, you better not.
He can't do it.
Oh, second.
Councillor Bruce?
Everyone gets up to the
It's 209.
Yeah. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Thank you. Development manager?
Don't do it again.
Well, development manager.
The new Tuckamall foreshore building is at a start of development. Applications being submitted for that particular job. It's on community consultation as of today.
Just come down to 14 days.
Yeah,
it's
as opposed to the original 28 days because of the prior consultation that was had.
And just sort of getting your feelings regarding the actual, because of the short time frame that we're sort of under pressure for, whether if we don't get any objections or significant objections to the proposal, would it be appropriate to approve the application under delegated authority to provide us with a little bit of breathing space, or would you do you wish it to go to the next council meeting?
Well, we can't wait till the next council meeting, but if we had to call an extraordinary meeting, I don't think there'd be an issue. We could probably do that via Zoom.
Well, my point would be, why are we going to have a meeting if there's no objection?
Oh, well, if there's no objections, no. But Laurie said significant objections. He didn't say none.
We've
had your consultation.
We've had plenty of consultation.
All right, so happy to go. Happy for it to go to delegate authority? All right.
If there's a significant objection, we'll have to call.
Yeah, appreciate that. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Because you've had a lack of consultation.
All right. The other thing is that the food vans in Baruga are appearing again. yes, I spoke to the bloke yesterday. I did tell him that we had a meeting after the last fiasco and that he needed to get an application for development in with sufficient time before he wanted to go again. Now he wants to do it next week. I told him he can have one per site, as per the regulation. If he wants to have any more, he's going to have to submit a development application.
I think we can say
yes. I've got a meeting with him tomorrow. He wants to submit an application, but he wants it basically approved straight away. And I've told him.
You're pretty good with that stuff, so.
I would have thought so too.
I'm strongly of the opinion to advertise it.
Okay.
Yeah, advertise it because I promised the community Baruga we would next time they put in an application.
Okay.
I reckon the community's entitled to have that advertised.
Yep. Oh, I agree.
14 days advertising, so I can all have a look at this bond. Because
okay.
And to help Laurie, I would suggest you dissolve the board.
That would be appreciated.
Well, I move that the DA for
any application
for food ban DAs be publicly advertised for a minimum of 14 days.
Seconder? Councillor Taylor?
No, I would make that.
21 days. You can make it 21 days, can we?
Just that it takes time. Look, if someone wants to object and they've got to do that by mail, it'll take a minimum of 7 days to get that.
He hasn't modified it, has he?
No, but
it'll be tomorrow.
21 days from when you get to deal with it. Right?
And when it's advertised.
Well, we've got to be careful with that. If the actual set time is only 14 days, we can't. There is a set.
Up to the set period.
If possible,
yeah.
We have a mover, having a seconder. All those in favour?
Who seconded?
Councillor Taylor.
Does that cover the likes of an ice cream van that's coming to tow?
This is Baruga, mate.
This is a food van on site.
Yeah,
It includes an ice cream van, but usually they patrol around and they're okay. These ones are food vans on a particular site on a property. You can have, under the regulations, you can have one van per site without any consent.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's got, beginning the big lot, he's got the two lots in the main street, which is where the old shed is and where the forage shop is. He can have one on each legally, but he can't have more than one on each side without approval.
Right, we have a motion there, so that's good. Anything else?
Just for your information, Mr. Mayor.
Mine.
Talking to Poolside Cobram.
Yep.
They're doing one pool a week.
There you go.
That's Cobram.
There you go.
So,
someone said I do have a bit of OCD around the amount of pools in the Berrigan Shire.
Who'd have thought?
I've lost count. I want an updated count. I think it's over 450, closer to 500 now.
Yeah, it's climbing.
Director, Corporate Services.
Just the one item. I know it's been a matter of frustration for Finlay and Baruga residents for some time that we haven't had a local option to be able to pay their rates in person. However, we have finally got post-bill pay over the line. It's been a bit long and drawn out. the second instalment, you'll be able to pay your rates at the post office, which Baruga and Finlay in particular have been, residents have been advocating for, so that'll be good news.
I'm sure Daniel will put that in front page of the newspaper this week.
And better than stealing a name.
No, it was a Neville.
That's all right. General Manager?
I've got nothing.
Nothing? Okay. No, I'd close the meeting at 12:35 and thank you for your attendance and look forward to the next 12 months. Thank you.
Straight from Kingswood country.
Yeah, I like it.